All right. Faith in Action 2023 in the books. Yeah, right? That's so exciting. I don't know if you're clapping that I'm done talking about it or if you're just excited about the work that God did, but either way, I didn't hear it. What? All of the, oh, cool. That's fine. Okay, this is super exciting, but I'm really curious. Raise your hand if you took a nap yesterday, or two. Okay, no? Great, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, so I just want to do a quick recap here, and then we're going to ask some people to come up and share their experience and kind of how God was working this weekend. And we had a lot of people doing a lot of different things, and so we don't always get to hear those stories if we're over here working on a project and things are happening over here, and so this is a good time to do that. But a few numbers to throw your way here. Over the course of the weekend, each day we had anywhere from 65 to 80 adult volunteers. So that was pretty incredible. And like, I don't know, Steph, I don't know where she is, like 100 children. I don't know. It was a lot. Felt like a lot. So there was a lot of that happening, but it was all really, really good and so cool to see so many people helping this year. So we were able to help 23 homeowners, which is pretty incredible. Christy left me up here to fend for myself, but it's fine. We were very intentional about the projects that we decided to take on this year. By creating the mission of showing the love of Jesus to individuals and truly focusing on those relationships instead of the projects themselves, that made it really easy for us to say yes or no to certain things. And so we were able to really focus on that and make that our number one priority. And so being able to look at this and say, wow, we were in 23 different homes sharing the love of Jesus, like, that's just incredible. And I even have heard stories this morning already of people who witnessed it. So the ripple effect is huge. And so we were able to have very direct and intentional conversations with 23 homeowners. But beyond that, God was definitely working in our community. And so it's so cool to hear stories of that and to know that our impact was not just there. But even if it was still pretty incredible. So our projects ranged from siding a house, painting a house, lots and lots and lots of yard work, cleaning homes, and home repair, just to name a few. It was interesting going into this. We had, as Christy and I were working on this planning, we had a lot of expectations, I think. We expected projects to run over. So we kind of went light on certain days. Oh, maybe this project will roll into this one, and then, you know, we'll be able to have the people to put there. And then we thought, gosh, do we have enough projects? So we took on a few more, and then we were like, oh, do we have too many? So it was a lot of that, and it was so cool because everything was working out a little too well in the beginning. Like, no projects were running over, and we were like, whoa, everything's happening just as we planned, which is, you know, not great. So you guys did a great job. But we were able to take on a few other projects that we had kind of stuck in our back pocket. And we said, you know, if we have time to get to this, great. If not, that's fine too. God was just so incredible and gave us the exact amount of time and the exact amount of people for us to be able to complete even those projects. And so Christy and I were just talking about it all weekend, like, man, God's just so cool. I swear, all weekend, we were like, look at my goosebumps. Do you see them? They're here. And so it was really, really cool. We also had, at one point during this weekend, we looked at each other and we were like, man, we didn't even plan for rain. Like, we had, I think Saturday, maybe, it was Friday, we only had outdoor projects. And we were like, yeah, all right, that's fine. So God provided in that way, too, just gave us beautiful weather and kind of made up for our lack of planning in that area. Not to say that we wouldn't have appreciated rain. I understand farmers are probably looking at me like, stop, right? We needed the rain. I get it. But also, God, you know. So it was really cool that he allowed us to complete those projects and gave us the beautiful weather to do it. So that's a little recap. We have a few people coming up. I want you all to be aware before you hear these things that if you are sitting here and you participated in Faith in Action and there's something that you want to share, we'll have time to do that. So if you're thinking of something, now's the time to kind of start putting that together in your mind, and then you'll have an opportunity to come up. Also know that David told me if we talk long enough, he won't get up here at all. So I'm just saying. He said, "You won't have to hear from me at all," I think is what he said. Challenge accepted, you know? So we have a few people who have already agreed to come up, and so we'll start there. Janet, would you mind stepping up here? Oh, do you want me to? Like a little interview?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, like Malia. It's a lot of pressure. Okay, I gotta...
David just asked. Again, I didn't ask too many questions, so I just said, okay.
Okay, ready? Hey! Oh, is that good? Yeah, okay. Oh, is that Malia? Yeah, okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so tell us what projects you were working on this weekend.
I asked you to ask me questions, but first, let's give Christy and Haley a huge round of applause for this. I was thinking about it this morning.
What question did you ask me? See, I don't do very well.
It wasn't really a question.
Oh.
What did you work on this weekend?
Oh. So, when I got here on Thursday, I was like, all right, Steph, I'm with you. She's like, we're doing this. That's not what I signed up for. Oh, I didn't sign up for anything in the mornings. So I don't know if God knew I may not make it in the morning at that time, but I'm not a morning person. But I was like, Haley, I don't have anywhere to go. She's like, we have this awesome new position. And for some reason, she knows I like to talk. So she's like, you'd be great. So the communicator position, which... like I said, I was thinking this morning that it's one of the positions that we go out there with the intention of sharing Jesus and just diving into time with the homeowners to learn about them and everything else. But I think I came away more blessed. You know, it was, like you said, chills. I mean, I still get chills, you know. So, yeah, that was an amazing new position that I think will be detrimental to going forward and helping out and just more love. So,
another question?
Yeah. Do you think that it made a difference in our overall mission to kind of focus on those conversations as opposed to not having something like this? And obviously, God can work through so many different things. But when we look at the overall mission of Faith in Action and what we're trying to accomplish, what was the true overall impact of being able to sit down and get to know homeowners? And what does that do for us going forward?
It was huge in that aspect. We usually are just running around, and they can look out a window or see us cleaning in the house. But to have the guys and gals working around us and being able to sit down and just physically talk to them, get to know them, hear their story... the first day we met a single mom, and just to talk with her, she has been through a lot, and she was like, I don't have lunch till like 12:30 and or 11:30, and then she's like, well, you guys can sit down. So we ended up staying, and I think she didn't get a lunch the rest of the day because we took it, but just to talk with her. And then the other people that we talked to, there was another couple, Yvonne and John, that were like, do you care if we come in and talk to you? And she was one of the gals that spoke that her husband had triple bypassed, and that night he had a stroke, and they almost lost him, you know? So to hear their story and be able to talk with them, I think it just meant so much because they felt bad they couldn't be outside with the people doing the projects. And they were like, Well, Yvonne, she kept saying, I feel so bad. We can't be out there. And, you know, Stacy and I were telling her, like, don't feel bad. This is what we're here for, you know, and we're in here to talk with you guys. And it just, it was amazing, you know, that just to hear from them how thankful they were. And we weren't there to get anything back out of them, just to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And the one gal, she's like, I just feel like it sometimes is transactional. Like, if you do for me, I have to do for you. And we're like, no, that's not what we're here for. You know, she has a different belief. I mean, she believes in karma. But Megan asked if we could pray with her before we left, and she said, yeah. So, I mean, God works.
Oh, I tell you, that faith in action will do that to you. That's right. You got goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yep, same, right?
Ooh,
look at that. That's
chicken
same
skin.
Oh. That's a visual. Chicken skin. Yeah, and I think, too, it's important to know that the work that we do as, like, the communication side of it does not diminish the physical work that we're doing as well. I think that's what's so cool about Faith in Action, is that the physical work that we're doing at these homes gives us an opportunity, right, to be there and to show love in that way too. And so I think there are plenty of people here who don't necessarily show love through, you know, hugs and tears together and conversations, but through physical acts. And so we don't want to diminish that either. That's huge. And when those things go hand in hand, I mean, that's incredible. And so I think it's just been so cool to sit back and be like, man, God so clearly provided all of these projects for us to be present, and he provided the people to be able to do them. But then to go the extra layer of just sitting down, and it's like I had said in the video, like, this is a two-way street too, you know, like, you guys weren't just sitting there like, tell us all about you, more about you, more about you. But I obviously wasn't there, but I think it was probably a two-way street, right? Like, God had provided backgrounds and just really cool areas where you could connect, I think, with homeowners.
And the group that was with us, I'm not the person to be like, I give kudos to my mother. She has these crosses, and she's like, do you know my Jesus? I can't do that. But some of the gals with the group, you know, that were in the group were like, you know, what is your faith? Or, you know, to be able to ask that was huge, because that's, I'll get there. Just, I'm not yet, you know. But just to be, you know, in a group of us to where you could ask, you know, what is your faith? Or, you know, one lady, she doesn't know if she'd be able to get to church because of her sleep, or one needed, she has to keep her legs elevated. So Stacy was like, hey, we can make accommodations. We can help you out, you know, and then just going forward. And it's a continued relationship, because the people that we talk to in their house, they may not remember me. I don't know. They might. Kind of unforgettable. But they, to see them on the street, you know, even walking in Friday when we got back and seeing some of the ladies that we had talked to in their homes, and to walk in, they're like, you know, they didn't remember my name, but they remember, you know, and we had so much fun. One lady, oh my gosh, she's been everywhere. She'll be 90 next year, and she ziplined 3 years ago. And I'm like, what are you doing for your 90th? I'm having a big party. You know, it's like, all right, you do you. But I mean, it's just, yeah, you build relationships, because you're going to see those people. Again, like I said, they may not remember my name, but I'll remember them and be able to be like, oh, how are you doing? You know, do you need anything? How are things? You know, so it just, and it's just building a continuous relationship. And I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I think a big part of this too is we're using this role in particular to continue the relationship, like you said. And so we want to be really intentional about what relationships beyond Faith in Action look like. And so we can have these, you know, few hours with the homeowner, and that's great and impactful, and God definitely moves in all ways, but to be able to follow back up in a couple of months to be able, already this morning we had something come up and we were like, we should probably follow up with that homeowner. And Barb made the call already this morning and called the homeowner called to see if everything was okay. And so it's just so cool to already see that happening. Like, I think, you know, we're exhausted mentally, physically. We are burnt out, right? We're running on fumes after Faith in Action, I think. But to already see the fruit of some of those conversations and the work that we're doing is just, I mean, that's just like so energizing and exciting. And to be able to say yes to those things and to be able to have intentional conversations beyond Faith in Action is really just incredible. So we're using this role and the work that you guys did to be able to carry that forward. So, cool. Anything else?
Out in Garrison, I'll say the homeowner wasn't feeling well, but I was telling the other girls, it was just cool to sit down and talk to the guys that were doing the siding projects. Because in church, like, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I go home. Tom, he was their leader. You saw trouble on the screen. But I mean, just to sit down and talk with them, I mean, Deb had to threaten a couple that weren't coming for lunch that if they didn't come, they wouldn't get any. Her husband may have been one of those people. But he likes snacks. we didn't talk to the homeowner, but we just sat and talked with people from the church, you know, and how they were having a good day and what was going on. And we were able to laugh and joke. So, I mean, just even building relationships with other people in the church, too. So all around, kudos for that new position. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for being a part of it. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's worth noting, too, is that, you know, before we truly kicked off Faith in Action planning, we were talking about this mission and what we wanted to see out of Faith in Action or how we were hoping God would move. And obviously, we're spending a lot of time with people in the church body that we might not necessarily hang out with or talk to otherwise, just because maybe we're, you know, in different parts of our lives or, you know, people might be scared of Tom. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Now you're even more scared. That went the wrong way. But obviously that's so incredible. And so we talked about how we want our main focus and goal to be the community, right? Like, we wanted to be out in it and we wanted to be doing the work and we wanted to get to know people outside of our church. But the kind of secondhand effect of that is this incredible relationship building opportunity between people in our church. And so that just happens naturally when you're serving God and when you're able to come together and do those things together. So it's so cool that that's not even our main focus, right? Like, our main focus is this, but this happens naturally because God is so cool and because we can come together with the same mission and the same just foundation, and God works in that way too. So I always like hearing those stories too. So cool. All right, Tom, you ready for this? That was good. Nice transition. How many times have you heard that in your life, Tom? Explain yourself. A few? Yeah.
Too many times. You can hold it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you didn't come prepared with anything, huh?
No.
We need to ask the questions again. I wasn't prepared to ask the questions. Nope.
Anyway, I think this Faith in Action is probably one of the best things we can do. I really enjoy it. I was really looking forward to it. Before we started, Haley and Christy asked me to go out and look at a couple jobs to see what I thought about them. And the people that I met at the places were so excited and just, you know, how did you get my name, or how did you, and I said, well, you were nominated by some people, and they're just so excited. And then this new position that they were talking about, facilitator, in fact, one of our people that we work for is in church this morning. Dale Spangler. We worked on his home here in town and did some painting around his garage and fixed some spots where some places had been hit in his garage. I don't think he did it, but anyway. But things like that, and like I say, he's here in church this morning. The job in Garrison was definitely a challenge for all of us. It had been worked on before, but I think it had been like 4 years before they had, since they had worked on it. It was a siding job. The siding was all used. It was used siding, which is fine. But it, we had several different colors. They were close, but weren't they, Scott? Close. But I told the gentleman when I was over there, and Kevin went with me one of the times, we need to have the stuff separated, you know, as best he can. So he had it separated, and we just went to work on it. And I think, what did you get on the first day? Well, Kevin is over there. Kevin, how many pieces of siding did you and Mr. Rickles get on in the first 4 hours? One piece of siding. I don't know if you guys know about vinyl siding. I don't know. One piece in 4 hours, you know? So, anyway.
Explain yourself, Kevin.
Well, they were on the side we couldn't see. We were on the other side working. We wondered what they were doing. In fact, I told the guys I'm going on a welfare check because I think those guys, they're crazy. I don't know what they're doing over there. But anyway, I think one of the nicest thing was meeting people in our church. You know, I knew them, but not like Glenn here. We called each other all different names. And, but no, Scott, we met. It was just nice meeting people and being with them. And the people that put this together, not only Haley and Christy, but all the other people in the church that helped in the kitchen, the meals, the everything. Just everything that they did was so awesome. And I can't wait till next year. I think it's going to be great. In fact, I think the position of running it should be a campaign thing where we run against each other, and I think I'll run.
I'll let you run unopposed. Might be the only way you win.
I just want to thank everybody for making it so nice and all the great help, and it was just fun. It was just a great... Just great.
I'm so glad.
Questions?
I have so many questions, Tom. I don't know that any are appropriate for today on this stage, but so the siding project was the only one we didn't get done. I don't know. Do you want to? No? No. But we knew it's...
I will say this, what Kevin said ahead of time, and you know, of course, Kevin's my brother-in-law, and I've always trusted him, and he said to me, well, I went over there a couple times, and I took him with me, and I said, you know, what do you think? There's no reason we can't get a lot of this done. I just don't think. Well, the first day, he never showed up. You know, he wasn't there. He says, well, I'm going to go work on this other project. It's a special project. It'll maybe be a couple hours.
See, that's funny. He kept coming to us saying, I should have nothing to do. What do you want me to, should I do something? Or?
Can't. I'll surely be there way before noon. Okay. Well, at noon came, he never showed. He never showed all day. So anyway, he came the next day, and it's quite a project because of the different types of siding, get them, like I say, being used and getting them together. But we got it. It looks good, but... The gentleman told us yesterday, we'd planned on doing another half day. Originally, I said 2 days, and then I thought, well, maybe we could do another half day. Well, that didn't work out, so Kevin and I went over and got the ladders and stuff. But he said he has somebody lined up possibly to finish it. But we did get a lot done for what the situation was. So,
Do you think you would have gotten further if Kevin had put more than one piece on in 4 hours, or do you?
And Cal, now let's see, I think Cal Rickles was a part of that too. Cal Rickles, yeah. But no, it was really good. I don't think so. I think we were probably maxed out at what we were doing. But the best thing was we did a lot of laughing. We had a lot of fun and got in the rose bushes. And Dan Kanak over there pushed me into the rose bushes. Trying to get me to shut up.
I was going to say, you probably deserved it. That makes sense.
But no, it was great. I just really can't wait till next year. I really can't. It was just so awesome.
Tom Lane for president.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool too because, you know, while it was the only project we didn't get completed, it's fine. But we went into that knowing that. And so I think it's cool too to think, gosh, we spent 2 full days with that homeowner, you know, and I'm sure he was pleased that we. Yeah.
And his sister was there. She wasn't there yesterday, but I called her last night and talked to her, and she was very appreciative. She lives here in Benton, but she was very appreciative of it, and said, of course, we invited everybody to come to church that we work for, but, you know, Bill thought maybe sometime he might try and show up, so I said, if you need a ride or something, I'll drive over and get you, so.
How nice. That's so generous. Yeah, you'll make a great coordinator for Faith in Action. It'll be great for you. Cool. Any other final thoughts? Well, I mean, you know, about Faith in Action.
Faith in Action. I did meet, where's the gal here? Her name is Pam. Where's she at? There she is. Oh, there she is. I was in the fairway last night, and I saw her there at the checkout, and I thought, oh, she says, oh, you go. I go to your church, or you go to mine. I said, really? Who are you? And she... She said, I didn't know her, but she said, I've been going there 2 years. And I didn't, but I got to meet her. So.
Tie this back to Faith in Action.
I had on my green shirt.
Oh.
I had on my green shirt.
Okay. All right. We're so glad to have Pam in our church body. You know, she's doing great things here, introducing herself to people. Yeah. It's great. Love it. Cool. Well, thanks. Do you have any other? We should have rehearsed. I don't know.
Thank you.
We were also very intentional about the projects we sent Tom to. So, should make sure that was all good. We should probably follow up with Bill. Make sure everything's good in Garrison, Christy. I'm going to jot that down. Okay. Do we have anybody else who's been sitting here thinking, gosh, Faith in Action was so cool, I want to share this? Yes. Oh, sure. The more you talk, the less David does, you know?
I'm just going to say, and you hear me all the time, I didn't work very much this weekend. It was really fun. I did help at my dad's house. But you touched 23 homeowners, but you also ministered to their families, too. I mean, I'm a member of this church, but as older kids to parents, it's hard when you know you can't get over and help. And Jim right now is in the middle of his 100-hour week work week for like 3 months now, and so you want to help, but you know you can't. And so it's like overwhelming to think of going over 30 minutes a week, but by the time you were to work around the house, it'd probably be, I just said this to Nicole, by the time you'd be back to your starting point, it'd all be overgrown again. So the overwhelming piece is gone. So you've ministered not just to the homeowners, but you've ministered to us. And so it was really, really cool as a person who doesn't own the house, as a family member, just to know that you all were helping out my dad, but you're also, and my mom, but you're also helping out. You really are helping out everybody else, too, that's tied to that person. So it's really, really cool. So I don't know if you thought about that. I just wanted to share.
We hit that street hard, and I think people trying to get done it all weekend were like, what's happening? Yes, Carolyn, let me come to you here.
I just don't want to leave out one more piece of the puzzle that I think a lot of people don't think about being a part of Faith in Action, and that's the importance of prayer. There were four of us this year that spent the morning traversing a third of the town praying about people who live here, praying about all of the businesses here, the institutions that are here. And this year, Christy and Haley developed a map so we knew where all the projects were. So we too got to stop at the projects and pray for the homeowners. We got to talk to some of them. It was just, it's very difficult to describe the intensity that's involved in doing that. And I know you all did physical labor, but we had a different kind of labor, and it too is exhausting. but I would encourage you to think about taking part in that. Even if you just do one of the mornings, because it is an awesome experience. So again, I'm very grateful to be able to take part in that, and would encourage all of you to experience that as well.
Thanks, Carolyn. There was one year that you drove a golf cart, I think. If you don't know Carolyn, you schedule some time to get to know her. She's wonderful. Yes, I have that on my list of things too. There are a handful of teams who kind of work a little bit more behind the scenes, not necessarily directly with homeowners, and that is absolutely the prayer walk team, or the prayer a la carte team, because they go on golf carts, and I just love that so much, Phyllis. But for three mornings, they are, I mean, for you guys go from 9 a.m. to noon, just covering our town in prayer, and that's just so impactful. And I had the opportunity to be a part of that team a couple years ago, and I feel like I remember thinking, okay, I guess. I think it was because I had a small baby, and, you know, that would be fine. I cannot tell you how powerful that was. What an incredible opportunity for us to take 3 hours and just pray over our town, and pray that God moves. And it's just such an incredible experience. So, yes, absolutely, that team is wonderful. The work that they're doing should not go unnoticed. The other couple of teams that we had, too, is our kitchen crew and our child care teams. While not working directly with homeowners, they absolutely gave us the ability to meet with homeowners. And so without food, we would have been so hangry, and no one would have wanted to follow Jesus while talking to people who were so incredibly hungry. But we were well fed all weekend, and then the child care crew was just also pretty incredible. You don't want to, Steph? No, you don't want to. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I think there was a kind of a cool story of the childcare, and maybe, I don't know, do you want to talk about this, Vanessa? Maybe? No. When you guys were on the bus and you came upon that accident. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's amazing how we had faith in action again and good weather. As we were leaving one of the places where we were doing chalk and stuff, we came across an accident. And it shows you how short life is, and to interact with each other, try to reach the lost. Because as we came upon the accident, the police had the road blocked off. An ambulance comes with their lights on real fast. And it's really sad, because I prayed as soon as I seen that guy getting CPR. We seen all the kids probably witnessed it too on the bus, but we seen a guy having CPR done. I prayed, God, please save his life, but if it's not in your will, then let him come home to you, Lord, if he's saved. And but I said, please save his life. I said, I just blurted out a prayer real fast, and then I kept praying for him on the way back. And we found out that another guy had accidentally ran into him with like a skid loader or some kind of equipment and crushed him. So that guy ended up dying. So I just want the whole church, if you would, to pray for that guy that killed that other guy by accident. Because, you know, when you do things like that, your intention is, why did I do that? I could have been watching better. Or you blame yourself. And it was not that guy's fault. It was an accident. So he needs a lot of prayer. I had a lot of fun with the children. They were a blessing to me. But it just shows you, when you come upon things like that, I don't think it was by accident that our bus witnessed that guy getting CPR. It just shows you how short life is. I mean, it's amazing how fast your life could be gone like that, or anybody else's that you know. So, and the tribulation's coming, and the rapture's coming. We don't know when Jesus is coming. That shows us we need to be ready. We need to be ready for Christ to come again. So that's all I have to say, and I just want to say it was a blessing being involved again, and I am so thankful for each and every one of our members, or anyone who's not a member. I'm just thankful that we have a church to go to and worship in. When there's other countries that are out there that don't have anywhere to go, we can meet together and do this as a family, a church family. When we need to pray for other countries that can't come together and do faith in action, where they have to hide and read their Bibles, just be thankful we can do that right now and come together as a church.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought it was so cool. Obviously, I think, especially as a child, seeing an ambulance coming in hot and police cars all over, that's scary. And our girls are always wondering, like, gosh, what's happening? Did somebody get hurt? And right away, our daughter said to us, like, oh, man, we saw this happen, and Vanessa just prayed, and so we all prayed for him, and I was like, man, how cool that, like, you led an entire bus full of children in prayer for this very real thing that was happening, and I think it would have been really easy for them to be scared and for you know, our childcare people to take that moment and be like, hey, this is when we get on our knees and we pray, you know? And so I think that was really, really cool. And obviously it stuck with our girls, and I'm sure it did others as well. Anyone else? Jonaker. Oh, thanks for volunteering. If you wanted to do this interview style, I have plenty of questions for you. No? Okay. That's what I keep saying. They keep invite. We gotta make this bad so we never do it again.
Can you hold the microphone for me?
No, I'm just kidding. Cool. Do you want me to tell me about
it? Hey, do you have a question for me?
No, I really don't.
Oh, okay. So I was in charge on Thursday of me and Melissa Smith. We're in charge of yard work at the Arnold House. And I'm going to be honest and just be transparent. When they first asked me, I was kind of like, oh, do I have to be a leader? Like, I lead a lot here in the church with the kids, and I was a little bit just like, yes, I'll do it, but just transparency, that's where my heart was. And Mel had actually contacted our homeowners the week before and texted me and just says, hey, this guy had passed away. There's a car in his garage that they would like to donate for free. And if for those who were here last week, I stood up here and talked about how we were looking to just expand our kids' ministry and our teen ministry, and how Tim's heart is for car ministry, and just what a great opportunity this is to have this car given to us for us to be able to minister to teen boys and just teach them how to change oil and how to, you know, just all of the car stuff that I try to ignore when Tim talks about. And so that was just really cool. Even before Faith in Action gets started, I was like, oh my gosh, look how God is working. And look how I was just kind of irritable about it a little bit. And then God's like, get over yourself. This isn't about you. And I have blessings for you guys. And so that was really cool. We did a lot of yard work at that house, a lot of cleaning at that house. I ended up doing lunch duty two other days, which was really cool. I know, like Janet, I tend to talk a little bit, and so it wasn't just like I could go drop the lunches off. One was a 45-minute conversation, and the other one was a 20-minute conversation with homeowners. And then as I just ran around and delivered tools and things to people, I got a lot of discussions with the homeowners. And I think something that just stuck out with to me is just how lonely people are. That they were so appreciative of us coming and doing the work, but it was almost more like they were just like so hungry for fellowship and so hungry to share their story and the conversation. And yeah, I just think that that's an important thing as we, you know, just continue like faith in action and these 3 days is over, but like our mission's not, right? Like this is how we should be living our life for Christ and just being going out and seeing people who are in need, whether it's pulling weeds or just investing in their lives and being close and ministering year round. So thanks. I have one more thing. I thought you were going to ask me a question. Yeah, go sit down. Okay, so, oh my gosh, you really are leaving me. I don't know, like you've seen the photos, the videos, but man, you guys, our middle schoolers, they just showed up. Like, I think the Arnold House, I had texted Haley and just said, like, here's what we need for lunches, and I texted them 27, and they were like, okay. And so here comes Haley and Christy, and they're like, okay, really, how many do you have? And I'm like, no, we have 27 people here working at this house between, like, cleaning out the garage and the yard work and then just the teen kids, baseball teams had came there. And so I just think it was so cool. And I got to work firsthand with just some people that some older people, some younger people that I maybe don't spend quite as much time with. And it was just so cool, the fellowship and just to get to see, I think our middle schoolers especially just serving, and we didn't have to really redirect them. We didn't have to take chainsaws away from them like we have in years past. They just really, like, they worked hard. And so it was really cool to see that. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez. How many chainsaws did you have to take away from Phil?
Just two.
Okay. He was like, no, that's real. You took two away. Yeah. Like, he was prepared for you to answer that question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we didn't believe you when you said you had 27. Yeah. We were like, we should drive by. Right,
yeah. Like, Shauna's looking for 3 lunches for herself tonight.
Are we feeding the town? What's happening? Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool, though, because they just showed up. They just flocked to you. Mm-hmm. Well, here they come.
Yeah, in the chainsaws.
Well, yeah. All right. Yeah, sure. That's fair. Hey, thanks. It is super cool, I think, to see our kids involved in this and being able to plug them into projects, because so often I think a lot of times it's like, all right, go to childcare, which obviously is great and there's a need for that and it's impactful for those kids. But to be able to allow our little bit older kids to be more hands-on is pretty cool, and to just let them be a part of the work. And they keep showing up, you know? They keep showing up and they want to help. And I had the opportunity to spend some time with, I don't even know how old he is, but he was here in the church yesterday, and he ran out of things to do, and he was like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm here to help today. And I was like, man, that's just so cool. I feel like my kids would be like, peace out. I'm going to go watch video games or whatever. But so that was really cool and just super encouraging, and so it makes me excited for this next generation, and I think that God's going to do some pretty awesome things there, so... All right, anybody else? Yeah.
Can I just follow up with what you're talking about?
Yes.
I don't have to go there.
I would love it if you did.
But with the kids thing, I got to witness the adults helping those kids, and that was really cool. Like, one of our kiddos had a friend with him that isn't necessarily involved in a church, and just to have these kids, these middle school kids surrounded, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there specifically by the men with the power tools and allowing them to use the power tools and feeling like they are a part of it. I don't think we realize as adults how much impact we have on these kids and how much they're watching us. And again, it was really neat to see kids who maybe don't know Jesus get to be involved in the church. Even though they don't come to a church, they experienced the church this week. Through the actions of the adults. And so as a mom, I'm so thankful that our kids can be surrounded by that, but then also, like, Shauna's drawing and all these kids who are unchurched, and we have all these people who are coming around, and they know if it's real or not. And they, I think the kids that helped this week felt like they were valued and felt like the work that they were doing was good work. They were encouraged to run around and play stickball, which was a game that they created with sticks and pine cones. And nobody yelled at them for doing that because they played stickball until the dump truck came, and then they stopped what they were doing and they loaded a dump truck filled with sticks, you know, and logs and things. So it was just really cool to see. So I just want to say thanks to all of the adults who are willing to have the kids come around. It might have slowed down your actual progress, but what you did in investing in those kids is going to last in their minds for a long time. So thank you.
Shauna, were you playing stickball? I think I might have seen some photos. Oh, okay, rakeball. You come up. I have one quick story while you're coming up. No, okay. This is just funny. Philip and I were talking. He has this like industrial power washer that I don't know is dangerous, and I have never touched it because it scares me. But we were talking about using it. It was just he and I at home one night, and he was like, "Well, I don't know that I'll just trust anybody to use it. You know, it's like powerful." And he goes, he was very serious. "Will Levi be there? He can use it." I was like, "Levi? He can't even drive yet. What do you mean?" So it was just funny. But anyway.
All right, Haley asked if I was going to say something. I said, absolutely not. I just want to let you know that I rested really, really well from April, May, and June. It was the best sleep I had those 3 months for a few months. When I asked them if they would take over the Faith in Action, and they willingly said yes, I was thrilled. I want to encourage all of you to remember that change is okay, because when you do something over and over again for several years, people get into the rut of thinking that's how it has to be done. And one of the things I told them and I prayed for them about, that this is your turn to lead in a situation that we've been doing for a number of years, and whatever you do, make changes that you want to make. And they did incredible job with that. The choices to bring on the, I can't remember when I served it, was the compassion, the communication thing, yeah. And I even did that, and I can't remember the name of it. The communication edition was awesome. To get out to really specifically drill down and talk to the homeowners was an amazing choice that God just put on their heart. The lunches that they decided to take out of the church basement and into the homeowners' yards and share their lunches with them was another amazing change. And so, with that being said, I want to encourage you to take that thought, and no matter what ministry you're in, no matter what you might be currently leading in, when you're ready to pass the baton on, encourage people to use their ideas, to use what God's placed on their heart, and run with it. Change is hard. And as a church body, not only here, but I think universal churches, it's always like, I can't do that job because this person did it this way. And I can't do that job because I'm not sure I can do it the way that it's been set before. And it doesn't matter if you're a small group leader, contemplating being a small group leader, or ushering in the church, or working in childcare, or leading whatever. Every ministry in the church does not have to look exactly the same year after year after year. God's given us all super great ideas, and if you have a willing heart, go for it. When you're asked to volunteer for something or take a leadership role in something, don't be afraid to do it. These guys haven't led in that way in this particular situation with Faith in Action, and they did an amazing job. And so I want to encourage you all to do that same thing, because it's really fun to sit back and have a new perspective also. As I watched that video, it was so cool because I saw projects I didn't even know existed. And, you know, years past, I had it all pegged out, and it was like, I didn't know that was going on. That's really awesome. So it gives you a whole new perspective if you're ready when God says it's time to pass the baton on. Pass it on. Be willing to accept changes that are made. And when you're sitting there thinking, should I take that baton? Yes, Pray about it. When God's nudging you, go for it. So you can change our whole dynamics of the church.
Hello. You want me to ask you questions?
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, all right. Ainsley. Nope. Yes. Yeah. Okay, Ainsley. Yeah, so what days did you participate in Faith in Action?
I participated in Faith in Action on Thursday and Friday, helping with the child care. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about helping with child care?
Just seeing all the kids being happy and just playing around. It was just fun to see. And they got to play a role, too.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of projects did you guys do as a child care group in the community?
We went and we played bingo with some of the nursing, or some of the people that were at the nursing home. And we also, did chalk on the sidewalks. Oh, yeah, we went to the parks and we, prayed for the parks and the schools.
Was this your first year, Faith in Action?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not my first year of Faith in Action, but, helping, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I really liked helping.
Yeah.
It was fun, just...
Were you exhausted?
Yeah.
Was that a lot of children?
No.
You didn't have to change any diapers? Steph didn't have you do that, huh?
No.
We found some dirty diapers in the garbage. So that was fun. We were glad that that was on you. Are you going to help again next year, you think?
Probably.
Is this something you'll do again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for helping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we asked Malia to say something, and I was just about ready to ask her up, and she conveniently wasn't sitting in her spot, so I'm not really sure what happened there. Also, look at that. We hit the time, so David's not coming up.
I was trying to hide, thinking maybe I could squeak by without coming up, but then I was like, well, if there's no time for David's sermon, we should open the Word of God together. But first, I do want to say that I did not pay Nora to say that in the video about her favorite thing being seeing me. But that's why she's my favorite, and that's why she gets to go have ice cream at Tootsie's with me. So lesson, Libby. David and Haley and Christy were asking me over the weekend, hey, you might have an interesting perspective just because I'm running around to all the different job sites. And I was thinking, I don't really have anything profound to say, so I apologize for that. And to be honest, as I'm interviewing homeowners and, yesterday I spent a good amount of time, looking through interviews and all the happenings of the past few days, I was a little bit disappointed. And I'll tell you why. So with our focus being more intentional relationship building this year, I don't know what I was expecting, but maybe I was expecting more homeowners to be like, yeah, Jesus, and less blessed hope, And so I was a little bit disappointed. And so I'm laying in bed last night thinking about the video and just thinking about everything that's happened. And then this morning I happened to be listening to a sermon. And let's open up the Bible here. So if you have yours with you, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 3, verse 18. And if you write in your Bible, underline this, so it can be a good reminder for you. It says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. And the pastor was saying about this passage that he was talking about being formed as Christians, as disciples, and what that looks like. And he's saying that in this passage, it says one degree, which is pretty much telling us that it's going to be slow and we're not going to like it. And I thought about my own story of coming to know the Lord and how for some people it's an overnight or it's this big moment, but for me it's definitely been one degree, you know, one day at a time over many years. And so maybe day to day it doesn't look like much, but gosh, 10 years from now, God will turn us into the kind of person we never would have imagined. And that's just so cool to me. And so as I'm thinking about this and myself, why wouldn't it be the same for these homeowners that we're talking to? That he's not going to do the same exact thing one day at a time with them. But then this comes back on us. And so we've already kind of said it. We want to be following up with them. But you guys, we have this gift that not everybody has. And so we've been praying for opportunities as Faith in Action has approached with people we can be ministering to, and God's given us them, 23 of them to be exact. And so let's not waste it. Let's steward these people, these souls that God has so graciously given us, and help them in their journey too. And it's just really cool that God allows us to be part of that and to be part of these people's stories. And so I just want to encourage you, like, let's not forget about them. If you were at a house, like, let's follow up. Even if you weren't at a house, contact Haley, contact Christy, contact us at the church. We can get you plugged in to seeing what other needs we can be filling for these people, whether it's physical needs or spiritual, hopefully spiritual. But you know, God's already helped us. Like, we've broken the ice, right? Like, we've made the awkwardness, we've taken that away. We've started started relationship with these people. And so let's steward that well.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that goes for a lot of different things, right? Like, it can be so discouraging to be like, gosh, we've poured into this person or whatever, whoever it is in your life, and it's just feeling like it's not, there's no fruit coming, you know, whatever it is, it sometimes can be discouraging. But I think it's sometimes just easy to lose sight of the fact that, like, God is in total control, and he's going to use us in so many different ways. And I always think it's so incredible. I think Christy and I were talking about this throughout the weekend, like, the fact that God allows us sometimes to see that fruit is so incredible. He doesn't ever have to let us see the result of our work and our prayers, you know, but he does. And it's so incredible. What an amazing gift that he allows us to be a part of that and to witness it. So thank you, Malia. All right. Do you want to say anything? I'll pray us out, and then we'll have the praise team come up while I do that. I did say, I was like, gosh, I mean, there are times where I think something's funny, and then I say it out loud, and it's maybe not so funny, or people don't laugh, and it's awkward, and that's just my life. But I did say to David just this morning, I was like, gosh, I wish I could be funny without making fun of you, you know? But it's just so hard. It's the best way to do it, I think. It's relatable, you know? All right, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for just this opportunity to serve you. We thank you that you have provided in incredible ways. We thank you that you allow us to trust in you, and that you give us the confidence that we know that you will provide and you will always be in control. We thank you that you give us the opportunities. We ask that you just continue to give them to us. We ask that you continue to work in our hearts, God, that this might not just be a 3 days where we are on fire and we're excited and we're energetic, but God, would you just continue to work in us? Would you allow us to not only see opportunities with those that we've served this weekend, but opportunities just out in our community? There is a great need in our community for you, God, and I think Faith in Action is always a good reminder of that, but if you would just help us to just continue to see that and to crave it, God, that you would just help us to just crave sharing your word and give us the confidence and the ability to do that well and to just be your hands and feet, God, as we go forward here. We just thank you so much for all that you do and for who you are. In your son's name we pray, amen.